Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, this segment's brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics. They've been serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. Why is that important to you? But if you ever do an event out there, you're going to need portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand washing trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. You need to go to their website or go to Facebook and check them out at facebook.com/alphalogistics. Or you can just call them direct at 760-352-8383. But I bet if you Googled them, you can find out even more. All right, I've got Audrey Mason in the house. Ed Stoven's not going to be with us for a couple of weeks. He had a motorcycle mishap. He's fine. He's,
poor guy's he's in the hospital for a little while, but he'll be okay.
He'll mend. He's old and
exactly.
tough.
Exactly. Just needs some recovery time to recoup. And
so when you're out riding in the deserts or the mountains and you see a lot of thick grass, you may want to cut about 10 miles off your speed just in case.
Slow down and
but
check
we have
out.
A great new co-host for a couple of weeks, hopefully.
Yeah, Nicole's back with us. We got the mom of four to find a babysitter for the kids today.
Oh, you could have brought him. You could have brought him.
Actually, my son did want to come today.
Whoops.
I know.
You're
I'm
more
sorry.
Than welcome.
Okay, well, next time.
Yeah,
you by the way, I just gave you a new business card on my little cruising.
Yep.
When you see the Ferrari segment, you'll appreciate bringing your kids in. So I do the Ferrari segment. I talked to this guy about his Ferrari and his little seven-year-old girl's just as cute. You just want to take her home.
Aww.
So I said, so, how do you like your daddy's Ferrari? Oh, I like his Ferrari. I says, well, when you graduate from high school, maybe you can drive it. I am never going to school. I hate school. You'll never get me in school. Okay. So your son would have been more
on
than
air.
On air. Dude, I stepped back. I'm like, holy mackerel. I looked at the husband. He goes,
kids have no filter.
Hey, they got a Ferrari,
Yeah,
I got to meet little Caden growing up garage.
Oh,
maybe
did you meet him last night?
Maybe she needs to the little girl you said that was on the show with you.
Yeah,
maybe she needs to meet Caden, who's a boy. And start working with her hands.
Boy, I'm here to tell you. So we're going to have a fun-packed show. Talking to Nicole, I guess you guys had a round table with Brian Jones.
Friday we had a Zoom meeting where we got together with Senator Brian Jones, Aaron Andrews, the Lombardo Group, and we discussed some of the legislative issues that affect us off-roaders. It was great to find out what attention they want on certain bills, what things that we need to change or what things we need to do as activists to help these bills either move forward or get halted. Mm-hmm. And it was we discussed SB 22, 227. Sorry about that. Brian Jones's bill. We also discussed the Gallagher bill, AB 232. That's called the reciprocity bill.
Mm-hmm.
We also discussed SB 799, the Glazer bill, which is talking about the Alameda Tesla expansion area.
For Carnegie SBRA.
For Carnegie.
Yeah, so each of these we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Ed usually goes into detail on each of them. So Senator Jones's bill is the red sticker program for racing dirt bikes and what we're going to do with that, where it's at, and how we can help move it forward.
That's the first bill.
Yep, that's the first bill. 227.
227.
Yep, SB 227.
How are they coming along? Or is it we just still got to wait and see?
They're going in and out of committees right now. So 227, I believe, is headed to the Transportation Committee, if I remember correctly. Ed usually knows exactly what committees they're in and everything. I do follow the Legislative Coalition with our lobbyist, and she sends out reports for them. But I was actually a little bit busy yesterday, so I didn't follow up on it. And then I didn't realize Ed got into an accident until a little bit ago. So,
oh, then I got to scramble.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Nicole's got a big old thick binder, so we're in good shape. So the general consensus of the round table was in a positive.
It was in a positive. Having Senator Brian Jones on our side and helping back off-highway vehicle recreation and motorized recreation throughout the state of California is it's huge in our pocket to have to have that, have him invite us in for an open dialogue and have that back and forth narrative between us to explain, our feelings on certain things, especially Carnegie. This is the fifth year straight Carnegie has been attacked with legislation trying to get it closed down, and trying to have them buy back, basically, from a nonprofit, the Alameda Tesla expansion. But as we've mentioned in the past, what they're doing is beyond scandalous, we bought that for 12 or 13 million back in like 2009, and the legislation for it when it was bought and was for it to be provide trail access that is not currently accessible at the current Carnegie Park. So it would give wooded trails, it would do different things for it. I got to read an open letter from past president of CORVA, Diana Mead. She just wrote an open letter to Assemblyperson Bauer Kahn and Senator Glazer for that one, and had a basically she's a Democrat in Northern California in that area, and she's 100% against what they're trying to do. Because if you look at it, they're trying to sell it for $9 million right now when we bought it for almost 13, back in 2009, and then it's not like land values depreciated.
No, so they're going to give you a check for $3 million?
Well, even then, it's above and beyond that, because since then our OHV trust funds has done repairs to the park, has worked on different things. We've done archaeological site repairs, protective actions to ensure that those archaeological sites are protected and marked. And
how could they be against something like this? It makes no sense.
Especially because the OHV area, the state vehicular recreational areas, are under so much more pressure for soil contamination and different things along those lines, that when we talk about the new governor's executive order for AB 3030 and what the state's going to mandate and what it's going to regulate for that, it's amazing, because our SVRAs, our motorized recreational areas and the state vehicular recreation areas, they already exceed above and beyond that regulation, because we are already under further demands put on us to reach, to protect the resources and protect the natural environment for that area.
Wow.
So
I don't know how these people can defend some of the insanity that they're proposing.
Yeah. We discussed that one. We gave them, using Diana. Diana has been involved in it for a long time. Diana Mead from CORVA, using her letter of reference, which was just poised with facts of, what was spent. In I think 2011 or 2012, we spent almost $2 million on a San Francisco water main pipe that had to be fixed. And where did that fund come from? The OHV trust fund, because it was for that state park. So, and the litigation for this, if this doesn't fail, it's being pushed, as as Ed has mentioned a few different times, by the neighboring owner of property, and he's an attorney. So if this litigation fails and this legislation doesn't go through, the litigation is not going to stop. He's going to just file another lawsuit.
They have personal interest in that land and keeping that land closed. It affects their lucrative income.
Their property value, would you say?
Property value, and they also, I believe, run a sort of elk farm, hunt farm.
Yeah, private elk ranch.
So when hunters come in to hunt
slaughter
these,
the elk.
Well, hunt the elk.
Yeah, and, they're farm raised elk.
They're farm raised.
Yeah,
it's well that may. Oh, for. That's like
and he signed a letter back in the beginning of it that said that you know he wanted to he agreed and understood that when that land was bought back in the early 2000s that it was going to expand the state sure. vehicular recreation area and OHV trails were going to be put in.
Yeah. So they knew that this before they purchased the
so
land.
Like, is that like moving in next to an airport?
Exactly. And then complaining about, then the,
complaining
airplane.
About the airport.
Exactly. Let's reroute
people
the, yeah.
So stupid. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Wayne Miller.
Mobile Tire out in Santee. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire. If you for any of your automotive needs, you need an oil change, you need to rotate your tires, you need to get new tires on your boat, your trailer, your tractor, anything along those lines, reach out to Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee, 619-596-2800.
All right, we're very, very, very happy to have Nicole in the house. Unfortunately, Ed won't be with us for a couple of weeks, but you never know. That little rascal might bounce back or call in. I mean, it's not like...
He's a lot stronger than
I
like
you
to,
think.
I like to give him credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you'll know, Nicole, and I know, don't ask me the names because I can't remember. But I've talked to three people promoting Audrey and you going to the Rebel, and all three girls that I talked to know you.
Oh, wonderful.
All from a Rebel. One of them which is with Fox Shocks and the Jeeps.
Okay.
Real cute little blonde. I can't think of her. Yeah, I'm just terrible with names anyway. But her, and then I talked to somebody at Volkswagen at another press event. She knew of you.
That's wonderful.
And then there was one other person. So, yeah, so we're working feverishly on getting you two guys in a hot rod Jeep. In fact, we ought to start giving you the contact information to reach out since everybody.
I have reached out to a few sponsors for fuel, for financial sponsorship. Yeah. It's really hard right now to
we almost needed to be doing it last year because everybody's already spent their 2021 budget. But ID4. We're hoping to get maybe into an ID4.
Yeah, I looked into that ID4. It's really neat.
Well, I'd let Hot Rod take it for a spin. Mm-hmm. So now I have to put tires on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
I didn't burn them out.
Pedal to the metal.
I
know how she drives.
I seen the smoke come off of them. All right,
so
we were talking about a great round table you had with Brian Jones.
Yes, there were a couple points that I wanted to make that Ed did some great work with bringing up issues. So he brought up the fact that... OHV funds are still being transferred out of our account, which was great. And I think that it kind of opened the eyes. The senator knew that the money was paid back. This was money that was pulled out due to the recession back in
2010. Okay. This has been going on since 2010.
Oh, so they took money out because of the recession, but now they're putting it back?
No. So it did
only one time the first year, but ever since then it got just snagged in on another bill in 2011. It was supposed to be one year, one time gig where the general fund for the state of California dipped into the OHV trust fund to pay the general fund because it had a deficiency or, you know, it was
with all the money he
not
has,
balanced.
All the money he has.
So it was before Newsom. This was
Brown.
Yes, back when Brown was still our amazing. So don't know who's worse. I don't know who's worse.
Hey,
between.
Scared the heck out of me. I didn't think anybody would be as bad as Brown. I am never saying that again.
Well, they unfortunately did litigation for 1 year, which passed through all sorts of it because they needed the money back in 2010. And then in 2011, it got tagged in. So it wasn't its own legislation. But, you know, they do those sneaky little backdoor deals and attach it to another piece of legislation. That
so you won't see
goes
it.
Through. Yeah. No, the first year got paid back to us, but since then they still continue to take out a decent chunk of money out of our OHV trust fund, even though we're supposed to be plush with fund right now. Every single month. So one of the things that we brought up and talked about with Brian Jones is possibly looking at next year starting some sort of legislation to stop those.
Was he
OHV
surprised
funds.
That they were taking still taking
money?
Because
they've taken over $100 million out of the OHV fund.
Yeah. So he was not aware that they are still to this day doing it. He remembered it back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happening, but he didn't realize that it was still to this day.
Did
happening.
He write that down?
Yes, he yes. did.
We
with a black felt pen.
We had a big discussion about that and so what that we can do for it.
So that was great. So that's a new thing that we're going to be working on moving forward. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, seeing what we can really do to. News. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then one of the things that I brought up, which I know County Board Supervisor Joel Anderson is working on, and I don't know how the senator might be able to help it out in any way, shape, or form, because it has to go through several different things first before mm-hmm. we even get to it. But it's our all amazing, wonderful off-road park here in Southern California, San right. Diego County, that we are trying to achieve and get the new off-road park.
Right.
You know, we know that he's actually following through, and Joel Anderson is a man of his word because
yeah.
we saw the grants come through when Ed was commenting on grants, previous senator, county board supervisor Joel Anderson applied for a planning grant to get and find the land. We get the planning grant, and then we move forward from there to
environmental, and
what the environmental impact report will be once we have the land and we have that associated with it. But, you know, if we have any type of legislative, you know, if we need any of that, it's great to know that he supports it and
That's
he would
awesome.
Help us out along the way. So we opened up that dialogue, too.
Yeah. And he briefly had mentioned maybe possibly expanding Corral Canyon or McCain yeah. Valley.
Yeah. He thought, you know, why can't we use what we currently have
and
add to it
and make connections between the trails?
Mm-hmm.
That would be it. Really good to have some of these trails go right to the campsite or campground.
The fact that he is a dual sport rider and that he rides, you know, a dual sport, and he's familiar with Corral Canyon, and he himself suggested somehow connecting Lake Marino's lower area, getting some maybe full hookup campsite done there, and then going to, you know, that was just absolutely amazing to have, you know, that person sitting in office for us, because it's yeah. just it's inspirational
yeah,
to know
that
we have
Senator
that.
Brian Jones is he's the leader in motorcycle issues in Sacramento is
yeah.
what they call
well
them.
Because
so
he rides
yep.
and he's also funny, our gun show we're always talking about getting people in grassroots
yep.
you know down in local and then let them grow and make it to Sacramento. Joel Anderson is a prime example.
Yep.
Brian Jones is a prime example. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you get your enthusiasts behind you and things will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was a great meeting. What else? Yeah, what else you got?
It was really good. So the two other ones that we talked about are the Carnegie bills, and that those are supposed to both go into committees this next week. They both got put into the suspense file on both of their committees. One, I believe, is in the Appropriations Committee, and I think one's in the Transportation Committee, or maybe they're both in Appropriation Committees. They're just one's a Senate bill and one's an Assembly bill. So they're both one's in the Senate Appropriations mm-hmm. Committee and one's in the Assembly Appropriations Committee right now. But they were both held on suspense at this particular point in time. And then the suspense calendar is supposed to be held this next week on the 20th. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they'll look at those bills. And more than likely, because both of those bills are tied to Carnegie, they're tied to the money that I just talked about and what's involved with it. More than likely, both those bills are going to die again.
So let me ask you a question. Because I don't know if you've heard recently, but since Governor Newsom is a little concerned about the recall vote, he's now proposed paying past rent for people.
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying, though, and paying speeding tickets, which makes no sense at all. I mean, even the rent makes no sense. Although, like, as if he thought we were all just going to lay down and get evicted. I wonder if when these kind of bills maybe get to him, because he's looking for a positive, you know, limelight yeah. on him for once in his life. I wonder if he'll pass these.
He made a very good comment. There's a statement from Governor Newsom. It says, there is no evidence that the DPR has failed to conduct sufficient study of this property or is mismanaging the state resource. The park was purchased for the benefit of all Californians and should remain a state park.
So this is Carnegie. Is that
yeah.
Carnegie?
Yes.
That was the statement. I believe that exact statement is actually tied to Carnegie. Carnegie, and that was for his 2019 veto of the same bill. AB 1086 was what it was called back then. It was Assembly Bill. It was almost the same exact verbatim language.
So right now,
almost,
I think he sees through this.
Yeah.
Through that this is a political agenda for a private company or a private party that wants to have their own self-interest.
That's awesome.
Now and it affects all us off-roaders.
He should do the same for Pismo, but that's another story.
But another thing we I noticed is that when I was reading this, the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Water on this SB 799, I saw that it said support, and it had all these groups that support it. But then when it went to opposition, it said none received, which I found interesting because I know that we personally, or the OVLC, opposed it. I think the suggestion that Senator Brian Jones had was that whenever we go in as a coalition, to start going in separately as well. So if we
Coalition.
So instead of going in as, you know, a whole coalition or a whole off-road group, we also need to go in as our separate groups. And when we oppose
it
these
says
bills.
No oppose.
Yeah, they did mention that the Republican printout of this did have opposition listed.
Yeah,
so
there was an issue the day that it went to committee. What we found, what was discussed was that there was an issue with the portal that they used to upload the opposition letters. Mm-hmm. And somehow that morning, none of our letters were attached to
He also suggested that we not only do we use portal, we call, email, everyone that we can. To show that we are against these types of
bills. And don't
bills.
Forget to hit that box that says, did you read it? And did you know, did you open it?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you got it. I mean,
you
it's
have
terrible.
To show them
but
that
you got, if you don't show them
emails,
that.
Exactly.
Right. So that way it shows that there is more opposition to these bills than in actuality that they're printing up on these papers.
Yeah. So when we're telling you to reach out to your assembly member, we're telling you to reach out to your senator.
For a reason.
You know, let them know. But then if certain bills like these, when it's in a committee, the Appropriations Committee, you can look up who's on that Appropriations Committee. You can reach out to that Appropriations Committee individually.
Is there contact info under each name?
You should be able to
there's
find
contact
online.
Information for each one of them of who's in the Assemblyman Transportation Committee, who's in the Assemblyman Appropriations Committee, and then you can reach out to those committee members, their staffers. And
are there
them
guidelines
aware.
On sdorc.org? Guidelines as to how to, for folks to walk through this?
So many times we do send out member emails. We also post it to our Facebook pages and on our website saying, hey, right now we need comments on this bill. Please make the comments here. So we give you the accessibility to making those comments.
On our drop-down, we have a legislative tab. And on the legislative tab, there's a link to the government website, which is the california.org or .gov, ca.gov website. And then it gives you the list of who your area is. So you can actually go to that, put in your zip code, and then look up who your representative is. So
we're going to keep bugging you folks until you do it. All right, this is Dirt Radio, S-D-O-R-C, on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to S-D-O-R-C Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by that guy, Chris Wiley.
Out at Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., PRMI, out in Alpine. If you're looking for an FHA loan, you're looking to refinance your home, give Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., a call at 619-722-1303.
And by the way, that's only where his office is. He works everywhere, so don't feel
all
like...
All throughout San Diego County.
You don't have to feel like you have to live in Alpine to get his services, because he will take care of you no matter where you live. All right. We've got Audrey Mason and Nicole Hedman.
Honstead.
Where did I get Hedman? Honstead in the house. And by the way, these will be the Rebel drivers for team
149. Yes. SDORC Dirt Radio.
Looking for sponsorships, maybe even a vehicle. If you got something just laying around that's totally tricked out and won a couple off-road races, always helps. But we got some events that are taking place this weekend.
Yeah.
One of them was Nicole went topless this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And did you have a good time?
I did. So There's a Go Topless event that happens. Usually it's the second and or third week in weekend in May.
Okay, before anybody freaks out, explain to them what that
meant. Of course, Go Topless is, it's summertime, and so you take your top off your Jeep.
There you go. So some can do it easier than others, so, but it'll come off.
So it was, I took my top off my Jeep, and I headed down to Fiesta Island, a small Jeep club that branched off of the San Diego Jeep Club. Hell sponsored the event. Mm-hmm. And actually I got down there pretty early. So at first I wasn't sure which group was theirs because it was like four different Jeep groups, small little Jeep groups. So I just decided let's stop at each and every one and talk to them. So the first group I stopped at, I ended up meeting this great woman named Carol from San Diego Jeep Club. They had a lot of cool rigs. She even offered me to hang out. I chatted up with her. She's enthusiastic about off-roading. So she has...
And did you tell her about the show and make sure she tunes in?
Yeah. Well, I discussed San Diego Off-Road Coalition and what we do and gave her a business card. And then I headed out to find the next group, to try to find the actual group that I was supposed to be there to see. So then I pull around the corner and there's this old, beautiful CJ. And if you know anything about me, you know I love the CJ7s. They're my favorite
mine too.
Jeep model of all time. That's why I own two, an 84 and an 86. But anyways, so I pulled up to those guys, ended up meeting Barry, Jimmy, and A.A. Ron, and had a great chat with these guys. These guys have this great idea that or plan of off-roading. So they are taking, I think it's kind of like the Pacific Crest Trail, and they're taking it by parts. So it's like the Pacific Crest Trail. So it's, I don't know, they're taking each mile or a couple miles and until they do the whole entire thing, which is like 68 miles. So I want to find out more information about what they do. They have a smaller group too, and they go out with their friends.
So
and
two
do that.
Groups,
and it's all about,
still haven't found the one you're going
still
to.
Still haven't found the ones I'm going to. And these guys have these little Gold Rush men,
panhandling
on the on the hoods of their vehicles. So it was really cool to see. And right next to them was an overlanding group with $1,000 rigs. These rigs were set up for overlanding.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, this group wanted to meet that group. So I was like, well, let's go on over. So we went on over and we talked to this overlanding group. This one guy goes to trade shows all over the place and has he pretty much has different sponsors that he advertises for. So
cool.
It was really nice to meet them.
Their product. He has all their products set up on his rig. His
rig
set up
how
wants it. And he's going
be?
To trade shows
and
to advertise his stuff. Oh, yeah.
I'll post a picture on our Facebook page so you all can see it. So... And then, ironically, A.A. Ron from the second group ended up knowing or working with somebody from the overlanding group. So they ended up knowing each other. So I got them to meet them. And then I headed off to find the group that I was looking for. Came around and there was five more Jeeps that weren't there before. So I was like, this has got to be the group because there's more than six Jeeps. So I pull up and yes, there was the little group that was sponsoring the Go Topless event, and I met Nick and Kai, and it was a great time. They offered me a beer and hot dogs, and they were having a great time at Fiesta Island. I saw some people there that I had met in 2019 at the same event that Funshine Jeep Girl sponsored. So I met them, and then I called the other buddies with the CJ7, and they came on over and hung out with them. And it was a great time. I met some amazing people. There is a Tacoma driver there that has this decked out Tacoma pickup truck that has this hydraulic cab that goes up and down and a little bed in it so you can make it into a tent. Yeah, just a camper shell on hydraulics. And it was so neat. And it's actually Blue Taco is what it is called. And it's kind of like following the adventures of Blue Taco on Instagram. So it's BLU Taco TX. You can follow it on Instagram as the car travels to Alaska and other areas of the world.
That's awesome.
And so did you
really
get contact information on all these folks?
I did. I met this wonderful writer, Lori, and she said she wants to do what she can for our Rebel event.
We need to
so
get these people in once
she
on radio.
Yeah, she's a published author and a photographer, and she said that she would offer her services for the Lost Lizard Run.
Oh, wow.
And possibly the Rebel Rally.
I yeah. love you know, it. I get, love that you're who, out networking like that.
Whoever said getting lost was a bad thing?
No, oh, it no. was great. It was great.
One of our favorite things to do. All those that are lost are, or all those wandering are not lost.
No. And what was great was I just approached them and everybody was willing to talk.
Well,
so
you're a Jeep owner,
so,
for God's
exactly.
sake.
So I noticed that my Jeep was featured on a few different Facebook pages. So part
right.
of the group. So they liked
to, awesome.
my little CJ. And we had a great time.
Let me ask you. Yeah. Are you still driving that CJ around from our trail repair? Have you fixed your drag link yet?
So I did replace the drag link yesterday.
Okay.
So
yesterday. Before or after you went to
Fiesta Island? Before or after the event.
For those of you that know, I bent my drag link over my differential, but we bent it back down, and then I ended up doing like two more trail runs out in Superstition with a bent
this
drag
girl,
link.
I but can't believe she talks about me being a crazy driver. I would not get back in behind the wheel. When her drag link, I don't know what she
it was
did
user
or how
error.
She did it.
No, it was because I was forcing it, and we were in this V.
Don't
of
you hate
lots
those V's?
Of, and with lots of boulders. So it was pushing my axle ways that I didn't want it to go. And my turning radius isn't great. So in order to get maneuver through there, I kind of had to force
Manhandle
it.
Manhandle it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I forced it so much that I bent my drag link. But guess what? I fixed it. So that's all that matters.
That's
and,
all that matters.
Yeah, we did an awesome
fine.
Trail repair. We had a great
yes.
time out on the trail.
Oh, my
with
gosh.
It.
I'm so glad and I then, had my winch.
She wanted to talk about how
worn winch. Oh my gosh, saved us.
Yes,
because I could not turn right. I could not turn right after I bent my drag link over my diff. So we had to pull it back over the differential, and then we had to straighten it as much as we could.
We chained it. My husband chained it. We had another Jeep turn around, work its way back down. We winched it from her winch with another winch, tied up some chain to it.
Sure.
Then my husband literally, as
stood
they're winching it,
it,
stood on it and was jumping on it
to
try and
it down.
Get the drag link up and over the pumpkin because she got it. So literally wrapped around the backside of her
much.
Pumpkin.
Nice.
She was.
But my
she
husband
was working
says,
it over some boulders.
Nobody
man.
Says
let me
you
tell
do
you.
Anything halfway.
It. No, goes, she did it good.
He says I'm not using it if I you don't break it.
Exactly.
You know? It means I'm babying it and
not testing
I don't
the
baby
limits.
It.
No, not
so
at all.
So that should make you feel even more excited about the Rebel Rally.
Oh, I'm so proud. Yeah. You don't even understand. I like
you're
going
to go with pure confidence.
Oh yeah, 100%. I have 100% confidence in my partner, my partner's capabilities, her skills,
not
her
like
navigation
the Hohen sisters
skills.
Oh, yeah. That went out had never done it before in their lives, and they
I
had
know.
No support. They had no clue what they were getting themselves into. I went to the press event when they were told by Ms. Miller that they were going to come out. Their eyes were as big around as hubcaps.
I saw them there. I'm not sure. Did they finish the competition?
The very first year they didn't. The second year, the second year they did. But the first year, God, I looked at those two girls, and it's like, what are we doing?
You know, the first cowbell at 4 a.m, you have to question, what am I doing here?
4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
that's what time we were woken up by a cowbell by Emily Miller. Ding, 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 ding.
Every morning.
Probably hate
that
to this
day. It was gentle.
Well,
I think it was exciting. You kind of missed it at the end of the rally. You really wanted to go back and hear that cowbell, I'll be honest with you.
Well, now you're going to get to.
Bringing up nostalgic memories.
And we're super excited about that, and we're still looking for sponsors.
Yeah. How do they get a hold of you for that?
So there's multiple ways through our Facebook page. You can contact us through Instant Messenger. You can contact us on
SDORC.org.
I give my phone number. I give my email out to anybody and everybody. I'll say it on air. You can call me on my cell phone at 619-992-4180. My name is Audrey Mason. I would love for business sponsors to reach out to me. I've got my email, sdacg4@gmail.com. I know that one's a little bit hard. So I also have my SDORC email, which is funrun@sdorc.org, because I've hosted the Fun Run for the last 6 years. So I'm funrun@sdorc.org. info@sdorc.org also gets you to us. If you sponsor the radio show, anything that covers our cost of the radio above and beyond that goes to supporting our Rebel Rally team. We've worked with SDORC there. Our board members are very enthusiastic. We know that we can reach more people with what we're doing. make them more people aware of who SDORC is, what we're doing, the legislative battle that we're constantly in, working with CORVA. You know, our organization has been doing this for over 50 years here in San Diego County, trying to make sure that we have places to play, to go explore in the backcountry roads to adventure on. Because, you know, if I didn't have somewhere to escape to and I was stuck inside all the time, I would go crazy. This has been literally my stress relief throughout this whole pandemic. And
your
everything
whole life.
Has been, oh, yeah, definitely my whole life.
And you as well.
I have a bad day. I get in the car and I get out and go explore.
Look for dirt.
Well,
and the other thing, too, that a lot of people need to understand is the only way, I mean, especially with this pandemic, a lot of people got stuck in their houses, but a lot of people bought Jeeps, a lot of people bought quads, a lot of people bought toys. But if you don't know what to do with them or you don't know where to go, and all of a sudden you go out and there's nothing there to go to because there's big signs and chains and
there
and,
was the
and
most
barriers.
Sales. Yeah, exactly. No trails, no sales. There was the most sales in 2020 and 2021.
In a long
that
time.
Was tread lightly. And SEMA's saying is no trails, no sales.
I like that.
So
you,
have a place to go explore. You don't have a trail to get out on. You can't, you know, look at all the multi-billion dollar companies out there with all the aftermarket parts.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about the Lost Lizard Run. And if you can find the lizard, we got a surprise for you. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, that we have Audrey and Nicole in the house. Ed is recuperating. He'll be back in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned to this station. And we'll keep you abreast. Right now, he just needs peace and quiet.
Yes.
Oceana Dunes, we're going to talk a little bit about. They just filed another lawsuit.
Yes, yeah.
Why did they do that?
If you've seen it online, Jim Sudi posted it. Friends of Oceana Dunes posted it. They had a pretty funny video this week. They called it the release of the Kraken. I thought it was hilarious.
I love that.
And so the difference in this lawsuit is every other lawsuit that Friends of Oceana Dunes has filed has been on the defense. Literally, they're being attacked and under siege, and they're trying to defend what they have going on, what we've done there, our representation there, what the Department of Parks and Recreations has actually done there, which is state parks, basically, and what state parks has done to maintain it, and, you know, what they've done to go above and beyond for the snowy plovers, and what's happened there. This new lawsuit will be the first time that they are going on the offensive, and now they are striking against, they have filed lawsuit. I believe this is for the landowner representations. So basically, they went out to the different landowners that are out there, and now they are filing suit against the landowners for basically to prove, you know, my understanding is to prove what they have in court document already gone through litigation, and they've taken all those court docs and are now on the offense and saying, all right, you guys need to prove now your positions.
What?
And what you're doing.
You're suing me?
Yeah, exactly.
How could you do that?
How many times have they come after us where we have to prove our position? Right. Well, now we're going after them and they have to prove their position. So we'll see where this comes from. And you know, in the back of my mind, I'm still over here screaming, why isn't somebody being arrested? Why, you know, the last two court lawsuits that they won this last year have both been where
approved corruption.
Approved corruption, where they've withheld court documentation, where they have not provided paperwork that they were supposed to provide, you know, legally responsible to provide this information to us.
Doesn't somebody ever ask the judge, why isn't somebody going to jail?
I really, you know, it's... all I can do is just keep whispering in little birds' ears and seeing, you know, what I can do to help nudge and hope that it goes into that direction.
Well,
because
stay tuned with Friends of Oceana Dunes.
Yes, we'll keep doing our updates, you know, little weekly tidbits of information to see what we have and what we can provide for that. But moving forward, you know, become a member, get involved, become active in your community, speak up, reach out to your legislative representation, your personal assembly person, your personal senator for your area. Let them know how, you know, ask, what can I do, to who do I need to reach out to get my point of view across? You know, I really think that it's going to set precedence of what happens with Friends of Oceana Dunes, and it could trickle down to Ocotillo Wells or the other state parks. Mm-hmm. So it really does scare me with what could go on with that.
Well, sure. Because we are definitely, it's a David and Goliath, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you look at the Center for Biological Diversity, when you look at the Sierra Club, when you look at the foundations that they have, I mean, they've got trillions of dollars backing them. When you know, we're lucky to have millions backing us. So, you know, it's a big difference.
Yeah, so, and the Sierra Club has made it known that they want no off-roading whatsoever. Yeah.
Nor
that's motorcycles,
nor opposition,
vehicles.
Nor opposition.
So
leave me alone.
Even mountain bikers have issues with Sierra Club as well. So
yeah,
Sierra Club needs to realize that, guess what? These trails are for everybody. And if you're going to constantly battle or try to take away lands from OHV, then this is our hobby. This is our interest.
Right.
And so it's not going to make everyone happy. So just like in society, we want everyone to be happy. We want everybody to be able to get out there and enjoy our public lands in the way that they see fit.
And the way it was presented to us.
Right.
Like
exactly.
Oceana Dunes was
exactly.
not.
So, and the Sierra Club has millions and millions and millions of trails that are for public access, walking, hiking only. So it's
go
a
walk
shame
and hike.
It's a shame that they try to take away the limited spaces that we have for.
Because you don't see anybody going after their trails and saying, I want to bring a 4x4 or a motorcycle or a quad
and
on your trails.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should. Well, I think they should change their name.
You got to look at it. You got 280 state parks in the state of California. There's 280 state parks.
And they don't want to share.
There's 9 state vehicular recreation areas that allow motorized recreation. Good. So it's a bias. I almost think it's just there's such a vibe and a feeling when you say off-roading that some people, instead of thinking something good about it, they think
something negative.
So, you know, I almost want to change, like, all my terminology I did when I was on the phone with the senator the other day. I tried not to call it off-roading. I called it motorized recreation. Because when you say motorized recreation, there's not that stigma behind it that goes forward with it.
Because off-roading, big trucks, big tires damage everything.
And usually we're not off-road.
That's how it
so
goes.
So we're usually on a designated trail for off-roading. They don't understand that. Most of these are designated routes or fire roads that we go on. So it's not like we're just blazing our own path.
Right.
And as long as we're responsible off-roaders and we stay on the tracks that are provided to us, then I don't see an issue.
And if you're not, and you're one of the ones that break the rules, hello, it's like speeding on the freeway. You get a ticket. You don't get the whole, you don't close down I-8 because somebody went speeding down I-8 and caused an accident. You don't see people closing down the freeway, right?
Right.
So what are you going after the trails for? All right, let's get positive.
Exactly.
Lost lizard.
So
first
if you're
off,
new to off-roading,
the heck
you
is
don't
a lost
know
lizard.
Where you can go, then come to us. We've got our Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. It's approximately 30-mile poker run, poker-style run. We'll have 5 checkpoints every so often. Any type of motorized vehicle can do it. I wouldn't exactly say you don't want to be 4x4. I don't think your two-wheelers could make it all the way around Superstition Mountain. Unfortunately, you do need the 4x4 action to get through.
There's multiple diverse terrains, so
yes, exactly.
It can be challenging.
But, you know, we're not just a Jeep club. Bring your side-by-side, bring your Yodas out, bring anything that you have out there. You'd be surprised how much sand is at Superstition. Yeah. Those buggies, those Manxes, they'd have no problem doing
Yoda,
the entire trail.
A Toyota?
Yes.
Quads and motorcycles
Yoda.
As well.
Why? Are you kidding me?
A Yoda.
You have no idea.
I've seen Yoda, the little squatty guy. That makes my truck look like a
That's
little
squ- my sister.
Oh.
My sister's the Star Wars and the Yoda master, and she, you know, she could talk backwards and the whole nine yards.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's really into Star Wars. Their house is half decked out with like some real prime. You think you got a collection going on.
I should go
my
visit
sister
her?
Has a collection
I have
going
to go visit
on.
Her. Yeah. All right, so it's open to anybody and everybody, preferably with
yep.
a four-wheel drive.
Yep. Family oriented.
November 13th.
And what's the purpose of the run?
It is our annual fundraiser event. I'm sorry, I'm going to sneeze.
Go ahead. Here it comes.
I know. This is what we use. This supports SDORC and allows us to do what we do. It allows us to pay for our lobbyists, to help pay for legislation.
God bless you.
Litigation.
Now let's all put the furniture back.
I'm sorry.
Is another one coming?
Hopefully not. But, you know, once I start, I never stop.
Most people don't.
Yeah. So we recommend everyone come out to the Lost Lizard and help support the SDORC.
So does it cost to go to it?
Yes.
It does have a cost.
Yeah.
And you can pay online.
Our pre-registration is going to be open this next week. It should be open, I'm going to say, on Wednesday. Our next meeting is on Tuesday night. We're going to finalize what our pricing and everything will be.
Oh,
and then
gotcha.
The pre-registration will be open online.
And we'll talk about
go.
It next week.
Yep, we'll remind you next week, too. But we have a meeting coming up this week on Tuesday. We're going to be at Casino Inn in Alpine. Dinner at 6 o'clock, meeting immediately after. And we're going to lay out, you know,
now that's
what we want to do.
Meeting. So, that's not open to the public.
Nope, this is open to the
public.
This is the Lost Lizard meeting.
And you do know
so
that's
this is
karaoke
the
night.
I do yes. know it is karaoke night. Unfortunately, Tuesdays aren't the best.
The owners come to casino.
There is a great outdoor patio,
yes.
which is a little
food
bit quieter.
Is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be out on the outdoor patio and having our meeting on the far.
Oh, good. So if the public
corner.
Wants to come
so
out,
if the public
more
wants
than...
to come out.
Casino
nice
Inn,
little...
right off of Tavern Road. Just take the Tavern Road exit. Turn right, yep. turn right, go down the frontage road. You can't miss it. It's
yep. Help us plan our event. It'll be awesome. It's good for newbies. If you if you're inexperienced, family oriented, you can bring the little ones on their 50 or their 70 because there's only so many miles between each of our checkpoints. We'll have
sure.
a raffle that night. It'll be a lot of fun.
And it is fun. And if you just bought a Jeep
yep.
or if you just bought a quad or a side by side or even a motorcycle.
This is a great
this
event
a great
to come
event
out.
To come
it's
out.
Not a race. It's a
They'll
do it at your
you.
Own pace.
You'll
we do teach you.
People.
We have people that go out in groups.
Because you
that,
have the mm-hmm. beginners, intermediate,
yep.
little heavy dutier, then Nicole.
Yep, yep. And so we have the green course, and then we have the red.
Ben,
we have the
well,
red
she
course.
Bends things.
Nicole, she actually, you would be really surprised. She does great on the red courses.
Oh.
Last year, didn't you go out and do the red course last year?
Yes.
You helped. You were pulling people off of the course last year that were stuck on the course.
It's fun.
So, actually, that wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago, 2019. So, become a member. Look us up. www.sdorc.org.
Yep.
Get involved.
Come to the meeting next
to the
Tuesday
meeting
at Casino
Tuesday.
Inn.
Yeah.
I might even buy you a beer. All right, we're going to have to hit the Dusty Trail. The Rick and Gail show is coming up next, and you know how much fun that's going to be right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
For San Diego
the Answer.
Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.